Good Saturday morning to you here, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. It is time for Sports Talk here. We've got a busy Saturday here. Lots of sports scores and even some games coming up. And I tell you what here, it's a busy Saturday. It's been a busy holiday weekend. And here we are. Hey, thanks for tuning in to Sports Talk. Again, I'm Derek Dunn, your host. We'll look at FCHS Wrestling and Sisney High School basketball today. We'll also chat with Mules basketball coach Scott McAravy and Edwards County coach Russ Gerlach about their first week of action thus far. This is Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Lots of local scores to tell you about. I'll check that one with you next following these words.
Le Mans. For years, that name has been recognized across our region. A pillar of our community that has built their business around customer service, quality products, and a dedication to the community. As a big business in Southern Illinois, they needed a financial institution with those same qualities and one who could handle big business banking. They chose FNB, a bank with the services, capability, and capacity to be that partner. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The Wabash General Hospital Sports Medicine Department is the official sports medical staff to provide certified athletic trainers for many sporting events this year, including this one. These trainers provide the Fairfield Mules many services, including injury prevention, training, emergency training, clinical diagnosis, therapeutic intervention, and rehabilitation of injuries and medical conditions. Full-time certified athletic trainer Sarah Turner works under the direction of some of the finest orthopedic surgeons and practitioners at Wabash General Hospital. Not only does Wabash General Hospital Sports Medicine Department care for the athletes on the court tonight, but they can also help you with your rehabilitation or fitness and workout regimen. With clinics in Mount Carmel, Fairfield, Carmi, and Lawrenceville, the Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Department look forward to this opportunity to provide these services to both our student athletes as well as to all of our weekend warriors.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Let's go ahead and take a look at those local sports scores from last night. The Capital Classic in Lawrenceville. It was Fairfield defeating Lawrenceville 62-57. Alney Richland County over Salem 59-33. Fairfield topped Alney Richland County last night. Good win for the Mules, 59-52, and Salem beat Lawrenceville 65-59 in overtime. At the Red Hill site of the Capital Classic, Red Hill upset Mount Carmel 51-46, T-Town over Marshall 73-53, then T-Town defeated Mount Carmel 59-30, and Marshall over Red Hill 69-66. Would also like to mention here, too, thus far, that is Fairfield and T-Town. They are the undefeated teams as far of the Capital Classic. Cumberland Holiday Tournament. Edwards kind of got the first win of the season and of the tournament. They beat Oblong 61-47 yesterday. Dietrich over Newton 65-33. KZ Westfield over Altamont 67-55. And Charleston defeated Cumberland in a high-scoring game, 91-83 in double overtime. Down here at the Christopher Turkey Tournament, it was New Athens over Zigua Royalton 65-27. Thompsonville edged NCOE. They were actually down at one point. The Tigers were. They come back to beat the Cardinals 47-35. At Crab Orchard, it was the host Trojans over Egyptian 68-48. Pope County over Dongola 69-32. Alvarado defeated Joppa 51-34. At the Pyramid Plus Tournament in Heron, it was Carterville over Mounds Meridian 57-34. Heron topped Marion in a close game 60-54. Collinsville over Mount Vernon 63-32. At the Classic in Vienna, Galatia defeated Century 65-53. El Dorado barely beat Cobden, the Apple Knockers, 48-43. It was Vienna over Carrier Mill Stoneford 55-50. At Effingham St. Anthony, it was Highland over Tolono Unity 52-25. Mattoon over Okaw Valley 66-27. Breeze Central defeated Robinson 73-49. St. Anthony over Effingham, the Battle of Effingham, that is, 55-53 in a close one. A Mulberry Grove, it was Mulberry Grove over South Central, 51-44. Patoka over Mount Olive, 84-68. San Elmo Brownstown over CHBC, 60-53. At Alton, it's Carbondale over Belleville Altoff by 2 points, 64-62. At Centralia, it was Centralia over Jerseyville, 62-47. Regular season action, actually, it was Cesar Valier over West Frankfort, 81-65. High school girls basketball action at Robinson yesterday. It was Effingham St. Anthony over Alney Richland County, 56-45. Mount Carmel top Martinsville, 55-27. Fairfield over Oblong, 42-28. Mount Carmel over Robinson, 65-57 in a close one. Effingham St. Anthony over Fairfield, 54-38. And Marshall over Martinsville, 54-23. Down in Hamilton County, Edwards County defeated Wayne City, 61-30. Gallatin County defeated Galatia, 55-36. Hamilton County over Lawrenceville, 47-29. In Harrisburg, it was El Dorado beating West Frankfort, 61-36. At the Bob Kerins Classic at Newton, Altamont defeated Flora, 69-33. And Effingham topped Newton, 60-19. IHSA football championship games at Class 1A. It was Forreston over Camp Point Central, 44-6. Class 2A, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley over Morrow Forsyth, 35-16. And Class 3A, the Monticello Sages over the Byron, 24-20. And Class 4A, Elmhurst IC Catholic over Kankakee McNamara, 31-21. National Hockey League, Tampa Bay doubled up over the Blackhawks 4-2. The Blues defeated Nashville. Good win for the Blues. Beat them 6-2. College football action yesterday. Iowa over Nebraska, 31-28. And Big Ten action in the NBA. Miami defeated the Bulls, 103-96. And San Antonio over the Pacers, 111-100. Lots of scores. High school and national. Hey, it's that time of year here. All right, well, FCHS Wrestling, they opened up this past week with a tough loss to a very good Mount Carmel squad. Mark Turner, he talked with Mules Wrestling coach Donnie Lyons about the team and of the season.
Talking with Mules Wrestling coach Donnie Lyons. Donnie, practice got off to a little bit of a late start because of the late season in football this year.
Yeah, it was kind of a nice problem to have advancing to the second round with football. We should have started that following Monday, following the Williamsville game. But we took a couple of days off, let the kids rest, but we're progressing rather well.
How's numbers this year?
We have 21 guys this year. We're fairly young. We're led by our three seniors, Dylan Hefner, three-time sectional qualifier, Lane Harvey, and Aaron Walker.
Now, what about the rest of the team as far as juniors, seniors, freshmen, good balance between the groups?
We've got just a couple of juniors with Jessica Warren and Ike Downing, but honestly, we're fairly young. We've got, I think, 8 sophomores, 5 or 6 freshmen. We're pretty young, but they're pretty experienced. They're getting along well.
All right. Season is a very challenging one this year. You've added some competition this year that's will be a little bit different than what you've seen in the past.
Yes, we've adjusted our schedule a little bit. We're going to go up to Cumberland to their tournament mid-December. It'll give us a better look at some teams as far as wrestlers for sectionals heading towards state and 1A. We thought it would be a better fit for us. And then Carmi's added a tournament this year we're going to go to, a little closer travel, some teams that we think we can compete with.
Now, speaking of Carmi and the Black Diamond Conference, Carmi and the Mules, just 2 of 3 teams, I think, in the Black Diamond that have wrestling teams?
Yes. Goreville actually just added a team last year, so it has been kind of different having a third team. You know, for the longest time, it was just us and Carmi. I believe we're going to see Goreville in a dual match at the end of the season. They're going to come to Carmi, and we're all going to wrestle each other. It'd be nice to eventually get to a point where we can kind of all visit each other's place and kind of get back into a conference feel. If we could add one more team, we could get a conference tournament going again. So maybe in the near future. You never know.
You mentioned the Cumberland and the Carmine tournaments. What other tournaments are you wrestling in?
We're going to the Lawrence County tournament again. It's the first weekend of December. It's always a tough challenge at the start of the year just to see where you're at. Alney will be there, Heron, Mount Carmel, who's bringing back 13 of their 14 wrestlers. They're going to be very good this year. So it's going to be a very competitive tournament.
Now, you mentioned 14 wrestlers. For those folks who may not know much about high school wrestling, in a nutshell, describe it for us.
Well, we do have 14 weight classes, starting with 106 pounds all the way up to 285 pounds, varying weights in between there. It's done in a way so you don't feel like you're outmatched or outmanned, and just a very good opportunity, competitive-wise, to get somebody your weight that you can go out there and feel like you can compete with.
Now, I know back when I was in high school, when we wrestled, it was 3 2-minute periods. Is that still the same?
Yep, still the hardest 6 minutes that I think anybody will come by. We always tell these kids, you know, 6 minutes doesn't seem like a lot till you get on that mat and you're competing, and it almost feels like an eternity at times.
Now, you mentioned Dylan Hefner, 3-time sectional qualifier, and the other two seniors. What do you expect out of those guys this year?
I have a strong feeling that this is the year for Dylan to make it to state. He's just been an outstanding performer for us these past 3 years, and I think the time is right for him to get over the hump. He won 24 matches last year, was just a match away from going to state last year, and I really feel like it's his time. I also feel like Aaron and Lane have a great opportunity to make it to sectionals and be competitive this year as well.
I know you mentioned, when I saw you at Rotary a couple weeks ago, you mentioned some new rules and wrestlebacks at the state tournament now.
Yes, this year they have instituted the wrestleback, true wrestlebacks, meaning it used to be when you lost your first round match at state, if the guy you lost to lost his next round match, he advanced to the wrestlebacks and you were finished. They've now allowed for a few extra matches, some time during the weekend. So even if you lose your first match, you're now going to go back into the wrestlebacks for a chance still to place.
Kind of the consolation round, so to speak.
Yes, and it's like that for regionals and sectionals. It's to me, it's really never made any sense why we haven't had it that way. You work yourself up to the state tournament, you know, the pinnacle of our sport, and then we don't even allow you for a second opportunity. So I'm really glad they looked at that and it's changed it.
All right. Donnie, thanks a lot for the visit, and good luck this year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And that was FCHS Mules wrestling coach Donnie Lyons. You're listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. This is Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn. Just want to mention here that this episode of Sports Talk will be posted online at WFIWradio.com on our Sports Talk page as a podcast. All right, so turning to basketball. Sisney, well, they're one of the few area teams not competing in the Thanksgiving tournament. Mark Turner, he caught up with Lions coach Kevin Bowen following their season opener against Bridgeport Red Hill.
Kevin, Sisney started off their season last week with a Monday night game against Red Hill and didn't come out the way you wanted it to, but you've got a much improved ball club over last year.
Well, yeah, obviously you never want to start off the season with a loss, but I felt like we came out and competed pretty well. Red Hill's a pretty good basketball team, pretty senior heavy, with some good players, a couple good guards that shoot the ball pretty well. And I thought the first half we did a pretty good job of kind of keeping the tempo at what we would like to do. We had some turnovers and then kind of got us, but I thought we competed pretty well, and I was pleased with how hard we went at it.
Let's talk about the team this year. Who have you got out this year?
We've got 15 guys out, freshman through senior, we have 4 seniors, Malcolm Levi, Dalton Miller, Ian Klingler, and Austin Drake. Those are our seniors. Our lone juniors, Preston Roberts, and then have several sophomore and freshmen, with our sophomores being Jace Hatcher, Connor Brack, and Brennan Potter. And then our freshmen, Jesse Milner, Ricky Dye, Cameron Tate, Gavin Featherling, Terrence Martinez, Dawson Harris and Joseph Burkett. That kind of rounds out the 15 guys that are playing. The varsity guys, the three sophomores, Brack, Potter, and Hatcher, come back this year with the most varsity experience. They played as freshmen, not a lot, but they played some big minutes throughout last year, so that they returned some experience. And then some seniors are going to give some spot minutes. Malcolm Levi starting for us. Malcolm did a good job last night of doing his job for us, which is getting after on the defensive end and setting screens and rebounding for us. Our freshman actually came in last night, Gavin Federling, and played some good minutes for us. Our point guard is Jesse Milner, who is also a freshman. Jesse did a good job last night. It's a big jump going from junior high basketball to varsity basketball.
You look at some of those players on that squad that you mentioned. You've got some pretty decent size this year.
Yeah, we do. You know, we got some guys that, but they're young. You know, and it's a good and a bad thing. You know, it's great to have young talent, but it's also tough because you know you're going to have some growing pains with those guys and that lack of experience. And we do have some size. You know, our JV guys played last night and dropped a close one to Red Hill, and I thought they competed very well. Really happy with how hard they played. You know, they made some good decisions with the basketball and got some good shots and were pretty patient on offense. So, you know, obviously, you know, you don't like to lose, but I was pleased with how we competed. And, you know, obviously the first game there's several things that we didn't do right execution-wise, but I'm confident we will get better at that as the year goes on.
You look at your schedule this year, you beef that up just a little bit.
Yeah, you know, our start of the schedule last year, you know, we played, doggone it, we played some really good people early, and that's gonna happen again this year. You know, actually, we moved our Red Hill game from February to this week in November, which is I really liked. I was talking to Coach Havel last night, and both of us kind of enjoy, you know, kind of seeing where we're at. By this point, everyone's tired of banging on each other in practice, so you know, it's good to get a game in this week, and then they go into the Capital Classic, and then, you know, we don't have a Thanksgiving tournament, but we start next week with a tall task going to Dedrick, and then invite Fairfield into Sisney on Friday night. So, be a tough week for us.
All right, Coach. Want to thank you for joining us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
And that was Kevin Bowen, Sisney High School Running Lions basketball coach there. Hey, you're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned here. We're going to hear from Edwards County head coach of the basketball team, Russ Gerlach, and also Scott McElravy of the Mules basketball team. That's coming up following these words.
Heavy metal is out. Polymer is in. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods has a great price on the American-made 5.56 caliber ATI Omni Hybrid. It has a 16-inch barrel and is all polymer. Buy now for the low price of $485 plus tax. One 30-round magazine comes with your purchase. All state and federal laws apply. Also, now's the time to fill up your propane tank for winter. That's at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Hi, this is Heidi Atterbury with People's National Bank. Are you interested in reducing fraud and monitoring your spending anytime, anywhere? Would you like to get an alert when purchases are made or cash is withdrawn on your account? People's National Bank, powered by Visa, can help by customizing real-time text and email alerts to fit your needs. Register your Visa card at peoplesnationalbank.com or stop by your local branch today. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customize shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning edition of Sports Talk. Both Edwards County and Fairfield, well, they're in action this weekend at Thanksgiving tournaments. Edwards County, well, they're at the Cumberland tournament. Dave Rigg, he spoke with Lions coach Russ Gerlach about the Lions' early season schedule following their win against Oblong yesterday.
Coach Gerlach has joined us now here at courtside. Well, Coach, we pick up our first win of the season. What's your overall comments on the game?
We definitely looked a lot better on offense tonight. When I say look better, I don't mean just because we scored more.
Yeah.
But we looked a lot smoother. We took care of the basketball better. I thought we passed up, you know, good shots for great shots quite a bit and shared the ball really well. We really haven't practiced our zone offense just because kids already know what to do on it, so we really didn't have to cover it a ton. You know, some kids shot the ball better tonight than they had. Still waiting on a couple others to get the shot going in. I think this is just, you know, it's just repetition. We just got to, you know, in practice get some more shots up. I don't think it's a, you know, it's a, any kind of major flaw. It's just some of them are still just not shooting the ball well, and you know, eventually that stuff's going to fall and we'll look a lot better.
There's a lot of three-point shooting tonight by both teams.
Well, I'll say when they play a zone like that, they left us open from the three a lot, and it's hard to pass them up. We've got the guys that I got confidence in can make it. Like I said, I know, you know, Justin hasn't made one yet, but I've got no doubt that he's going to get going here in the next couple of games. You know, Cade Rivers hit one. Cade Schnicker broke out of his slump. Camden hit one. I know Marty can hit him. I know Callen can hit him off the bench. I know Eli Berger can hit him if he'd just take one. But, you know, we're just still not quite on from outside. You know, we just haven't made enough to really get comfortable and shoot without any fear. But we'll get there. You know, I think tonight was definitely a help help with the confidence a little bit, and hopefully we carry that in tomorrow and next week.
Now, Cade had 6 3-point baskets tonight, according to my scorebook there. Is that a little more three-point shooting than you would really like for the Lions? I know you like to work the ball inside, especially when you got guys like Schmetler and Wallace in there.
Well, with them playing the zone, and they were really collapsing hard on Justin. We get the ball to Marty in the short corner, and Justin would dive, and they were, you know, they had two or three guys on him.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we had to, you know, you got to take the shots that are open. And I think we've got guys that can do both. They can score inside. We got guys that can score outside. So, you know, just we got to take whatever the defense gives us. We got to take. You know, they went man to man for a couple possessions, and we pounded in on them. I think three straight times, either got layups or fouls, and made them have to get right back out of it. So, you know, we've got guys that can do a little bit of everything, and, you know, my main thing is I want an open shot. I don't care if it's three-pointer or if it's a layup. I just want a good open shot, and I got confidence we'll make them.
Justin had a tough day today, didn't he?
Yeah, he got a lot of fouls that were pretty tight. I don't know. I'd have to go back and watch the film on him. But, yeah, he's just been struggling on that. It seems like I think at his size, you know, anytime he bumps into somebody, he just gets noticed, and, you know, he kind of displaces the guy a little bit, especially when they're smaller. And, you know, it feels like he's getting picked on, but a lot of times it is fouls on him, and he's got to clean that stuff up a little bit so he can stay in the game the whole way.
So, okay, now we've won this game today. We're going to play tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. We don't know yet who we're going to be playing. My guess, it's probably going to be Dietrich. What do you know? Or it could be Newton. What do you know about either one of these two teams?
I don't know squat about either one. With them being in the other pool, I haven't been able to go watch them play. I'm going to stay and watch this game. The boys are going ahead and getting the bus, and they're going on home. But I'm going to stay and watch and hopefully learn a little something about both of them. That way, whichever team wins, we're prepared for. I do know from the past, Dietrich's pretty solid. They play pretty good defense, and they got a lot of, you know, they got a lot of different sets on offense. That would worry me. Newton's got a new coach and graduated a lot of kids. I guess both of them really graduated a lot of kids. So a lot of new faces out there. Not really sure what to expect from the team, but hopefully we'll get a good scout on them and be ready for tomorrow.
Well, the thing I like about today's game, Coach, is we played the first game Monday night. Tuesday night we played again, and we played better basketball. We play here again this afternoon, and I see improvement there. So out of these three games, I see steady improvement on each game.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. We've improved. You know, we talked about a few things before we got on the bus today, and You know, just one other thing was turnovers. We'd been having way too many, and you know, we still had a few. You know, when we drive to the lane and trying to do a little scoop pass to the big, and you know, it needs to be a bounce pass or something, and you know, just little things like that that we got to clean up. But at least I know those are turnovers where they're trying to get it to the open guy. It's not just, you know, being, you know, silly or just not paying attention or be lackadaisical, which we had still with those still too. But I think overall it was much better, and you know, we definitely took care of the ball better.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your first win of the season. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow afternoon after the Lions pick up win number two.
I sure hope so. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Russ. Bye. All right. Final score here again this afternoon was Edwards County defeating the Oblong Panthers by a score of 61-47.
And that was Dave Rigg talking with Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions boys basketball team here. You're listening to Sports Talk 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Stay tuned here as Mark Turner, he spoke with Mules coach Scott McElravy following yesterday's games against Lawrenceville and Alney Ridgeway County. That's coming up following these words.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
You are listening to Sports Talk 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Fairfield, well, they've been at the Lawrence County Capital Classic. They started play over there yesterday on Friday, got a couple of nice wins over Lawrenceville and Alney Ridgeway County. Mark Turner, he spoke with Mules coach Scott McElravy last night.
Coach, Mules finish out today 2-0 in the Capital Classic with a couple of wins in the improvement from game one to game two was pretty impressive.
Yeah, we knew we needed to. Alney, Lawrenceville is not a bad team at all. Alney's that much better. They're picked at the top of their league in the Little Illini, them and Casey Westfield, which I watched, by the way, the other day. December 21st, people are going to want to come to Fairfield Gym when we play the Warriors. They're good. But that's a different story. We took care of the ball much better. Our defensive effort was great. I mean, we still had some breakdowns here and there, but Alney's, they're really good at running their stuff, and I thought our ball pressure kind of took them out of their rhythm a little bit because they've got some kids that can shoot. You know, they've got a nice team.
I thought the diamond and one pressure, 2-2-1 zone pressure, whatever you want to call it, really gave Alney some fits.
Yeah, we didn't want to show that the first game, and actually we got it from Lawrenceville. We figured their kids were pretty good at breaking it because, you know, a couple years ago they were super at it, and Coach Bishop has helped us with that a little bit. And Salem actually ran it a little bit against Alney in that first game and gave them a little bit of trouble, slowed them down. So, you know, we're going to have games here where I think we had a different high score that game than the first game. You know, we're going to play 8 to 12 people. We've never We've never been 2-0 after the first day here, so I don't know what to do about that. it's really cool.
Let's talk about the play off the bench. You got some great play off the bench, especially Luke Dagg off the bench.
Luke is, I mean, he's
a wild man.
Well, it's crazy. We've got 8 or 9 starters on you know, other years, and it stinks. I tell the kids, I mean, it stinks having to pick, you know. And so, I mean, this year, when you know, you get in 3-4 minutes into the game, there's going to be a line change. One, because those kids deserve to play, you know. And some of those kids may step up. You never know when somebody's going to get sick or hurt, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, he's a starter. I mean, Landon could be a starter coach. I mean, we have – just go right down the line. I mean, we have plenty of kids that you can throw in there. And as I told Brian in the paper and I've told others, that's the biggest thing for our kids this year is, you know, playing together and knowing that you're not going to play 32 minutes, you know, playing for your team. And, you know, that was a big win today, big win.
Let's talk about the opponent tomorrow morning, Salem Wildcats. They lost this morning to Alney, and Andy Fehrenbacher was not very happy, I don't think, after that ball game. But anytime you face a team coached by Andy Fehrenbacher, they are going to get after you defensively.
They are. I mean, he's sound defensively. You know, he was at T-Town for years with Coach Crawford, which I saw earlier today. You know, he lost a lot from last year. They had a really nice team last year. They're 3A, you know, so they're almost double our size in kids. Their kids will play hard. They don't have the scoring that they had from last year. But like I told our kids, you can't look at that game where Alney beat them bad and say, okay, we've beat Alney, so we've got this taken care of. That's not all how it always works. So got to take care of Salem, and would love to match up with whoever over there. We don't care.
All right, we're on the air about 9:50 tomorrow. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Coach Scott McElravy, the Mules win this morning over Lawrenceville, 62-57, and then get the winner Friday evening with the 59-52 win over Alney, Richland County.
You are listening to Sports Talk of 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned here. We'll go over the local sports schedule as well as broadcast information. 3 games here on this Saturday. So stay tuned. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Be right back with the local sports schedule in a moment.
Putting off planning for your future? We get it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college, but do you? If you do, we can help you stay on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, we're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. I'm Steve Thompson, your local Country Financial representative. Give me a call today at 456-2309 to get started.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC equal housing lender.
It's Black Friday all month long at Le Mans Chrysler. Gobble up huge savings on all new Jeep vehicles. New 18 Grand Cherokees marked down up to $7,900. New 18 Renegades save up to $7,300. New 18 Wranglers discounted up to $4,900. Save up to $6,600 on a new 18 Compass 4x4. We're splashing prices on new 19 Cherokees. Save up to $8,400. Everyone qualifies, and Le Mans prices always include destination. These offers end November 30th at Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main Fairfield and LeMansOnline.com.
This is Sean inviting you to pick up a free copy of the new edition of the Big Green Egg Lifestyle Magazine at Rush Appliance. It's a collection of personality profiles, culinary insights, and information about the Big Green Egg. From the green pecan or sweet maple seasoning to the extra large Big Green Egg, you'll stand behind our best-in-class products for years to come. You'll soon discover that whether it's grilled, smoked, baked, or roasted, everything tastes better when cooked in the Big Green Egg. From Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
Alrighty, Derek Dunn with you. Let's go ahead and take a look at the local sports schedule here, and we'll wrap it up here. All right, so at the Capital Classic of Lawrenceville, 9:50 a.m., Fairfield going to be taking on Salem. You can hear that game on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Tip-off is at 10 o'clock, but we'll have the Rush Appliance Furniture and Appliance pregame show at 9:50. Tip-off is at 10 o'clock. Lawrenceville will be taking on All-New Richland County at Red Hill, the Red Hill site, Red Hill versus T-Town. Mount Carmel will be taking on Marshall. Now, the trophy games for the Capital Classic, they're going to be at Lawrenceville High School. Last year they were at Red Hill. This year we were at Lawrenceville. 3:30 at Lawrenceville, 7th place game. 5 p.m. 5th place. 6:30 3rd place. And 8 p.m. is the championship. Over there at Cumberland at 1:30, Oblong will take on Newton for 7th place. At 3 p.m., Edwards County will be taking on Dietrich for 5th place. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. 4:30 Altamont versus Cumberland for 3rd place. And at 6 p.m., KZ Westville versus Charleston for the championship. Down there at Christopher, Weber will take on Ziegler Royalton for 7th place at 3 p.m. 4:30 Waltonville versus New Athens for 5th place. 6 p.m., Wayne City taking on NCOE for 3rd place in championship game. The host, Christopher, taking on the Thompsonville Tigers at 7:30. Crab Orchard, Pope County versus Joppa. Crab Orchard versus Dongola and Alvarado versus Egyptian. At the Pyramid Plus and Heron, Carterville take on Marion. Mount Vernon versus Heron. Collinsville taking on Mounds Meridian. Mount Vernon versus the Carterville Lions. Heron versus Collinsville. Marion taking on Mounds Meridian Bobcats. At the Classic in Vienna, Carrier Mills Stoneford versus Century. Galatia take on El Dorado and Vienna take on Cobden Appleknockers. At Effingham St. Anthony at 3 p.m., Tolono Unity versus Ocala Valley for 7th place. 4:30 Effingham versus Robinson for 5th place. At 6 p.m., St. Anthony versus Breeze Central for 3rd place. At 7:30, Highland will take on Mattoon for the championship. High school girls basketball action at the Robinson Tournament. Oblong will take on Alney Richland County. Marshall versus Mount Carmel. Robinson versus Martinsville. 3 p.m. is the 7th place game, 4:30 5th place, 6 p.m. 3rd place, and 7:30 championship game. And down there in Hamilton County, Wayne City and Edwards County, they'll continue playing down there at Salem. Salem versus Carterville, Highland versus Teutopolis and Girls High School Hoops, Centralia versus Belleville Altoff, T-Town versus Carterville, Centralia versus the Highland Lady Bulldogs, and Salem versus Belleville Altoff. At Harrisburg, the tournament down there for Girls High School Hoops, Carmine White County versus Anna Jonesboro in Harrisburg, will be taking on El Dorado. Fairfield, they're going to be over at Centralia for high school wrestling today. IHSA State Championship Games, Class 5A, Lombard Montini versus Joliet Catholic. Class 6A, Cary Grove versus Crete Maunee. Class 7A, LaGrange Park, Nazareth Academy versus St. Charles North. And a Class 8A, Chicago, Brother Rice versus Wilmette, Loyola Academy. College football action at 2:30 this afternoon. The Illini are going to be on the road at number 19th ranked Northwestern. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Purdue at Indiana, 4th-ranked Michigan at 10th-ranked Ohio State, Minnesota at Wisconsin, Maryland at 12th-ranked Penn State on the road, and Michigan State, they're hosting Rutgers. NBA, the Bulls, going to be traveling northwest to take on Minnesota on the road, and in the NHL, the Blues take on the Winnipeg Jets, and the Blackhawks going to make the journey down south to Florida. That is the sports schedule here for today. Also, we'd like to mention here the trophy games of the Capital Classic. It's yet to be determined who's going to be taking on who here thus far. Keep it on our website as well as our Facebook page as well as our Twitter page at WFIW Radio. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up sports talk here. And don't forget, Mules basketball at 9:50 this morning from the Capital Classic. Again, later on today, depending on who the Mules do this morning, you can hear those games on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Edwards County plays at the Cumberland Tournament. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com. Have a great rest of the Thanksgiving weekend. I'm Derek Dunn.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.